At the same time, we think that since all our conversations, etc. are stored by us anyway, we can still transmit these to you at a later time, when you get back up to full strength again and cope with all the evil precipitations and when you've gotten along with the subsequent troubles appearing for the rest of your life and have learned to master these yourself. 9. Then, regarding these later transmissions, it will be a question of whether the group members have an interest in these. Consequently, they will then have to decide whether the contact conversations should still be transmitted. Billy, I understand your behavior and your decisions. However, your contacts won't last for all too long anyways because these will end in 1986 since the 11-year cycle will be concluded. Quetzal, 10. That is correct, but other steps were already taken as a result of your collapse and the resulting consequences for your health, so we retain the right to maintain the contacts further, about which you will be notified at a later time also by Tua, and it will be made understandable when he will officially continue to maintain the contacts with you, starting from end of the year 1989. 11. Until then, the still ongoing contacts will be continued by me, after which I will then take my leave for a long time because I will have to turn myself to my duty of becoming a king of wisdom. Billy, ah, that is pleasing, I mean with respect to your becoming a king of wisdom. Quetzal, 12. Also Sam Jace will attend to this duty in the future, indeed, in the dull universe. Billy, nice to hear. Quetzal, 13. What I would still like to explain today is that in the coming years, we will intensively devote ourselves to your secret that surrounds you. 14. Even though we have already won some important insights, the whole thing is still so obscured that we cannot make ourselves a clear picture. 15. However, one thing has been certain to us for 7 days, namely that we were very strongly mistaken, unfortunately, about you in your value and that you know a lot more than what you've previously betrayed to us. 16. In the meantime, we also know that, against better knowledge, you have often presented yourself to us as ignorant and that, especially in relation to the spirit teachings, you possess more knowledge than we do. 17. Why you have done and still do this, we haven't been able to fathom yet, but the coming time will surely unveil the mystery to us, if you do not explain yourself in these matters. 18. Certain old records have pointed out to us that Tua's father, Sfuth, knew very much more with respect to your personality and your mission, as well as with respect to your happier personalities and the origin of your spirit form and all related things. 19. Only, why we haven't received from him any exact and deeper explanations and information about this is unknown to us. Billy, do not lead me into temptation and do not drive me into the devil's kitchen. I understand your illusion and your desire very well. Sorry, but I may not lend you and all others a helping hand because you must be anxious about this yourself, in order to find out everything. When I was just a boy, I gave Sfuth my promise at that time that I would be silent for so long until you figure out everything yourself. This has its specific reasons, but you also must sift through them on your own. You know that I cannot speak and may not speak because a promise should not and must not ever be broken. Nevertheless, if this would happen, then this would be treason, namely against Sfuth and against honor, as well against myself. Quetzal, 20. I understand that very well, and in my hidden attempt to elicit a few things from you, I hadn't thought of that because I wasn't aware that you gave Sfuth a promise in relation to this. Billy, no malice from either Sfuth or me lies behind this, but rather, it finds its justification in very important matters, which you must fathom yourselves, nevertheless, which again has its certain meaning. For this reason, it would be very dear to me and right if these things were no longer spoken of in the future, namely up to that time when you have fathomed the mystery. That will probably still take a few years, but for you, that doesn't really matter because you have completely different concepts of time and a lifespan that stands in no relation to mine. When I am old and gray and dead and rotting, and my spirit form already lives a long time again with other, new personalities and in new bodies, you will still be young and crispy and only be in the first third or in the prime of your life. This, then, is my and your destiny. Quetzal, 21. That is absolutely correct. 22. I take note of your desire, and so, from now on, I will no longer speak of your secret and will only do this again when we have fathomed this. 23. If it should be such that it doesn't fall any more in the time of my current contacts with you, then it will be to or someone else who will address you again on this. 24. So it should be. Billy, thus, we will be able to bring other things to language in the future. Quetzal, 25. That is correct. 26. And if you have any special requests here, then I would be happy to meet these. Billy, thanks. Maybe we can talk about world events and what will come in this regard, even if this will avail nothing as predictions, as we have seen all these years. But surely, there are still many other things that we can talk about. Quetzal, 27. That, too, is correct. 28. But for today, it should now be enough because your appearance and health status aren't the best. 29. You're tired and exhausted, so I would like to end my visit and the conversation. 30. You should be anxious for peace and for your welfare. 31. Until we meet again. Billy, bye, and until the next visit. Bye. 198th Contact Friday, November 30th, 1984. 10:51 p.m., Quetzal, 1. As you requested, I will report to you some future things that have reference to world events and politics and so on. 2. Already in a month, namely on the 28th of December of this year, 1984, a Soviet warship will operate in the Barents Sea and, as a result of a mistake, will fire a cruise missile, which will crash over northern Finland and also injure the Swedish airspace. 3. But then, the remains of the projectile will first be found at the end of January, lying on the ice of Lake Inari. 4. Then, on the 4th of January, 1985, it will be that for the first time, a child is born, who emerges from a replacement pregnancy by a so-called surrogate mother. 5. Then, in mid-January of 1985, it will be decided by the German federal government to participate in the project of a permanently manned space station. Nevertheless, the Americans will call the shots, entirely according to their nature of always holding the power in their hands. 6. From this, a project of an international space station will develop, which will be tackled around the turn of the millennium. 7. But before this, in February of 1986, the start of a Russian space station with the name Mir, Peace, will take place, as a replacement of the Salyut 7. 8. However, in 1999, this new space station will have had its day, after which it will fall down to the Earth and most of it will burn up, while the remaining part will sink into the sea, without causing damage. 9. But the crash will only take place in the year 2000. 10. The new International Space Station will be named the ISS, which means International Space Station in the English language. 11. This station, which will originally be named the ISN and, thus, International Space Station Alpha, will weigh about 500 tons when it is completed approximately in the year 2005. 12. The first preliminary work in Earth's orbit will begin when everything is all right, starting in November of 1998, and the measurements of the station will be about 110 by 80 meters. 13. The German federal government will also participate in the so-called Ariane project, that is in the further development of the European boost rocket, which will be launched into Earth's orbit from Crew. 14. Crewe is a city on the coast of French Guiana, where the seat of the French Space Research Center has been since 1967, to which a rocket launching base is also attached. 15. But back to the next coming time, 16. In the month of January, 1985, the U.S. President Ronald Reagan in Washington will swear his oath for a second term of office. 17. By the end of January, it will happen further that for the first time after the Second World War, a Jewish World Congress will take place, namely in Austria, in the capital Vienna, and there will be demands for a reinforced battle against fascism, anti-Semitism, and Nazism, in accordance with the main topic. 18. At the same time, it will be that Pope John Paul II will undertake his 25th trip to foreign locations and will visit the states of Ecuador, Peru, Venezuela, and Trinidad and Tobago. Billy, and what about the Soviet Union? Sam Jace once said, nevertheless, that this would still collapse before the turn of the new millennium because a man would come to power, who lays the groundwork for the end of the Soviet Union and the GDR, East Germany. Even you have spoken of this and already told a few things. Quetzal, 19. That is correct. 20. It will happen in the first 10 days of the month of March, 1985 that the state and party chief Konstantin Chernko will die, after which a decision will be issued only a day later, which won't be unanimous, however, that a man named Mikhail Gorbachev has to assume the office of the Secretary General. 21. However, already more than a month before, the Soviet Party newspaper will have published this, whose attitude is also already pre-programmed that the state and party chief, Konstantin Yushchenko, is thrown down by a very serious illness. Billy, the party newspaper is, nevertheless, the Pravda. Quetzal, 22. That is correct. 23. It will further occur in February of 1985 that Hafez al-Assad, who's been officiating in Syria since 1971, will be elected as president for another 7 years, as a result of compulsion and election fraud, as well as by the fact that he will be the only candidate. 24. During the same period, Israel will reject the participation of the PLO in a planned International Middle East Peace Conference. Billy, PLO, that is the Palestine Liberation Organization. Quetzal, 25. That is correct. 26. King Hussein II of Jordan, whom you know personally very well, will reach an agreement with Yasser Arafat in Amman for a new Middle East peace initiative, which will be boycotted, nevertheless, by the Israelis. 27. You also know Yasser Arafat? Billy, yes. But I found him to be rather unsympathetic. Quetzal, 28. That is well known to me. 29. Around the 20th of February, 1985, in the vicinity of Bilbao, a Boeing of the Spanish airline Iberia will crash, which will cost 148 human lives. 30. In Austria, around the 20th of February, the nuclear-armed Soviet Union will be made subject to the control of the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency. 31. The contract will be signed in Vienna. 32. Only a few days later, there will be a worldwide sensation in Australia, when for the first time, twins will be born to a mother who was impregnated by the implantation of so-called frozen embryos. 33. Toward the end of the month of February, 1985, an airplane of the German Lufthansa will be kidnapped from Frankfurt on Main to the Vienna International Airport in Schwedt, after which both Syrian-born kidnappers will be arrested. 34. These are some events that will happen in the next few months, apart from the things that relate to the Russian and the International Space Station and to the choice of the new Russian state and party leaders. 35. Everything else will happen by the end of the month of February. 36. I'll explain more to you when I come again on the 3rd of February of next year and visit you. 37. But now, I would still like to mention a few private words that should not appear in the conversation report. Translator's note, the contract was put into effect only a day after Quetzal's predicted date. Interestingly enough, Quetzal did, indeed, indicate that his figure was approximate. If one would like, he or she may read the RE agreement. Billy, as you wish. Then let's hear what you have to say. The rest of the conversation was not released for public viewing. 199th contact, Sunday, February 3, 1985, 2:18 a.m., Billy, so I have to say that this is a huge surprise that you come here, my friend. Actually, I expected Quetzal because he told me in the last conversation that he would come on the 3rd of February. He also said that he would report some more things to me about the future. 1. Unfortunately, he is unavailable. On the other hand, he urged me to see you again and to exchange a few words with you. 2. But what Quetzal explained concerning the revelation of future events, I would like to bring to word that it would probably be better to omit this because we have gained the knowledge that such predictions produce no good fruit but rather only anxieties and confusion. Billy, pity, but maybe in this regard, I can knock again at a later time. 3. Our answer will probably be the same. Billy, we'll see. 4. You will have to recognize it. 5. But now, I would like to make you well aware that from now on, we will keep our contact conversations short, namely for your health's sake. 6. For the time being, you can no longer record our discussions, as Quetzal already explained to you, but it should be that we will transmit these to you at a later date if your health allows it again. 7. But the way I see things, a very long time will elapse until then, if it happens at all, because your physical condition is extremely unpleasant, and I would even like to say catastrophic, if I want to use your words. Billy, it will certainly return to me, for I have no intention to kick the bucket already. There are still all kinds of work waiting for me, which I have to do. 8. But it is doubtful as to whether you are still able to do these. Billy, don't be so pessimistic. 9. That I am not, but I know about your actual health condition. 10. And that is why it is a mystery to me that you are still working and that you even brought the work home to an end. Billy, you see, it can't be so bad at all. 11. You like to belittle. Billy, as you mean. I beg to differ, for I just think that I must pull myself together and do my work. Somehow, I'll make it. 12. As I know, your doctor, Dr. Flaxman, also told you that he could not help you and that from now on, you have to be concerned about the treatment of your illness and about finding the necessary medication. 13. Thus, you actually belittle your condition since your doctor already knows no more. 14. And indeed, it would be appropriate that you would let me give you some help. Billy, you know very well that I don't want that, which is why you also shouldn't address it. I don't want to have any more rights than any other Earth person. 15. I already know these words of yours, and it will probably remain so, that you won't want to allow yourself some help. Billy, you are absolutely right about that. But now, it would be very nice if we could stray from this subject because firstly, I don't like it. And secondly, I have another question or two, since you're already here. 16. As you wish. 17. State your questions. Billy, thank you. Now, it concerns the fact that my doctor told me, as, by the way, also various other people, among whom are also the core group members, that I must drink at least 2 to 3 liters of water or tea, etc. a day for health reasons because this is necessary for humans. But on my side, I cannot remember ever having to drink so much, not even in the desert, where it was always very hot. I was always content with a small cup of hot tea or with an Arabic, that is Turkish, small coffee. Also, it is only rare that I'm really thirsty and then drink a little more than usual. But at the same time, I feel fine and can't complain about the fact that I would have a little discomfort due to drinking some liquid that I would take to myself. However, other people constantly say that they take to themselves several liters of fluid a day because it must be like that. What do you think about this, as a doctor? 18. The fluid needs from person to person are basically different, so one needs more than the other. Billy, but that doesn't quite answer my question. Moreover, I would yet like to say that sometimes, I don't take any fluid to myself for several days, if I disregard one or two cups of coffee. Sometimes, I even omit that. 19. That is well known to me. 20. But for further explanation, I would like to say that in general, a false notion prevails on the earth, particularly with the medical profession, that larger amounts of fluid are of importance for human needs. 21. But this is only partially the case because this only relates to people who indicate a greater need for fluid. But individually, this is very different. 22. So there are persons whose daily need for fluid is very high, while others get by on very little and perceive the drinking of water or tea, as well as other liquids, as torture if they have to drink such, without a real thirst. 23. But no thirst means that the body doesn't need any fluid, etc., not even for the washing out of toxic substances, etc. 24. Yet if more is drunk than what thirst requires or what is mandatory for reasons of illness, then this can cause discomfort or even damage to health. Billy, that is clear to me, and in fact, I always feel uncomfortable when I must drink something without actually being thirsty. I actually have to force myself constantly to drink a glass of tea or water with my oral medication because the liquid chokes me due to the lack of thirst and often makes me downright gasp for air. 25. That is understandable to me, but you probably won't be able to avoid taking some liquid to yourself, with which you must wash down the medicines. 26. Thus, you have to get along with the choking, as you call it. 27. But don't let yourself, through wrong opinions, be forced to take in larger amounts of fluid each day, if your thirst doesn't demand it. 28. The view that each day, humans require at least 2 to 3 liters of liquid or even more corresponds to crazy teachings that, if followed, could lead to bad health problems. 29. Such a need for fluid, in reality, only applies to a portion of all people. But the causes for this are illness conditioned or are based in reasons of a genuine thirst, due to warmth and heat or due to the perspiring exertion of the body, with which I also address the corresponding work. Billy, thank you for your remarks. May I ask you another question? 30. Certainly. 31. However, it should be the last one for today, for your health's sake. 32. You can then report other questions to Quetzal because he will continue to maintain official contact with you. Billy, I will be guided accordingly. My question is this. Even though officially, no more predictions should be made, could it be possible that these are, at least, explained to me confidentially? Already since the beginning of our contacts, we've always discussed whatever privates and other things, and we've discussed things that weren't held in writing in the contact conversations and that also weren't transmitted by you. Can't this continue to remain so? 33. The situation should remain in such a way as before. 34. Only, during the next few years, you won't be able to talk with me officially but only unofficially, and only in an official form with Quetzal, yet perhaps others will still visit you, but this isn't exactly certain yet because on my part, I will first come to you again personally when your health condition has actually improved. 35. However, this will take several months, if ever. 36. But my absence has nothing to do with you or your health and illness because for the next 5 months, I'll be absent because I have to accomplish a task in the dull universe with Ask Its People during that time, which will keep me from staying, even briefly, in our Dern universe. 37. Quetzal will be my representative with regard to my position, but also in reference to the contact maintenance with you, at least for a certain time. Billy, now you've betrayed yourself. 38. I don't understand. Billy, you mentioned that it would, perhaps, be doubtful whether my health condition will improve again. But you just said that you will first visit me again when my health condition has actually improved again. Therefore, you know exactly that this will be the case at a certain time and that I will actually rise up again, which would have to be the case in about 5 months, if I have exactly understood your words. To a 39. Despite your vile state of health, you are very attentive as usual and interpret my words accordingly, as they are actually meant. 40. But it wasn't my intention to refer you to the deeper meaning of my words, and in fact, I was of the view that your attention and perception were so impaired that you would not grasp the deeper meaning of my remarks. 41. I was mistaken in that. Dash 42. Yes, I know that you will bring all your powers to use, in order to improve your health and to fulfill your mission yet, in spite of everything, after the best possibility. 43. And you will accomplish a lot, and up to the end of this century, you will actually exceed yourself in your work, so in the coming time, you will do more than what was planned. 44. However, in the coming time, this will also be true of the group members, who will achieve much through their employment. 45. Nevertheless, several of the newly appearing members won't be as fond of employment as the group members who energetically cooperate since the first construction work of the center and the mission. 46. Unfortunately, with some of these future members of the group, there will also be evasions of duty, for which untrue excuses and assertions will also be given. 47. However, we will keep you informed about that, so that you are always informed about the true state of affairs. 48. Only, you should not let your knowledge become known to the fallible ones. Billy, I will abide by that. So once again, you've had a look into the future because otherwise, you could not know all these things. To a 49. Your words correspond to the truth. 50. This had to be my action in relation to this because it was important for us to know whether the contacts will be further maintained and whether the mission can still actually come to its fulfillment. Billy, then you have still seen and understood other things. How does it stand, then, with my alliance war that should continue until the end of my life? To a 51. That will not be the case because after the middle of the 90s, this load will no longer oppress you, and from 1990 onwards, you will find new good fortune. Billy, and what should this good fortune be? To a 52. I will tell you that when for my part, I officially resume contact with you. 53. Entirely provided that in the meantime, you do not remember what it concerns. 54. But now, it is time for me to go, my friend. 55. Until we meet again in a little over 5 months. 56. My best wishes and thoughts are with you. Billy, then until we meet again in 5 months, the time is so short and will pass away quickly, at least for you. As for me. To a 57. Indeed, you will still have to fight hard battles up to our reunion. 58. Also, you'll still experience many disappointments with your spouse because as always, she treacherously works against you, even though she is outwardly loyal, honest, and connected with you and your mission. 59. But you should regard all this as your knowledge alone and should only speak of it when everything has smoothed and regulated itself. Billy, however, you have striven very much for everything and got very deeply involved in the investigations. To a 60. With that, you speak a true word, but my action was necessary because we had to have clarity, for only then can everything be continued by us and your mission actually be accomplished. 61. Quetzal is oriented over the remaining interests in every detail, and it will be he who will still explain everything to you exactly. 62. But for today, that should really be enough because everything is extremely strenuous for you. 63. Your skin color has already turned gray again. 64. So now, I will take my leave. 65. See you in 5 months. Billy, please pay some Jace my dearest greetings. Naturally also ask it and Nera, if you already go over there. To a 66. It will be my pleasure. 67. But now, until we meet again. Billy, bye, bye. 200th contact Wednesday, May 1st, 1985. 3:11 a.m. Billy. So, my son, you told me recently that in the coming time, genetic research would be widely discussed, but also a renewed debate would break out regarding the concept of the incarnation, as this was already the case in earlier centuries. I mean in terms of the incarnation, and thus, the moment is meant in which the fetus becomes animated in the womb through the spirit form that is capable of rebirth, which includes the entire consciousness block of the new personality that is created by the spirit in the fetus in which the spirit respectively enters.